Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Living Astrology Radio with your host, Janet Hickox, human design consultant and intuitive astrologer. At Living Astrology, we are tapping into the wisdom of the cosmos to uplift, empower, and enlighten people to their personal genius. Everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology. I'm your host, Janet Hickox, and, you know, welcome back to Living Astrology. Holy cow, I took the whole summer off, and I feel like a school kid just getting back to school, and I'm sitting here today with my guest, Laura Walker from the Oracle Report. Hello, Laura. I think you're live, right?
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you, and I hope you're doing well.
Oh, I am? Yeah, it's been a long time since we talked, I guess. I guess about 9 months ago. Yeah.
The last time we talked was when the Black Moon was getting ready to move into Virgo. And so since she makes moves every 9 months, we've got to stop this 9 month thing. We should talk more often.
We should talk at the midpoint of it.
See how everybody's doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
See if we're surviving it. Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about the Black Moon and her latest move. Of course, she dances through the zodiac like every other piece of the puzzle does. And now she has danced into the sign of Libra. And so we're going to be talking about what that means and kind of within the context of the entire, I don't even know how to describe it, Laura, the craziness that is.
Yeah, everything that's going on.
Yes, you know, and I think we should just go ahead and dive right in because I can see I have some callers that I haven't gotten to yet on in the chat room, or not in the chat room, but in the calls. I will get to you. And hopefully we have time to get everybody the readings that they might want. But we have a lot of territory to cover. So, Laura, let's just jump right in and let's start with the Black Moon. Tell us what it means for her to have moved out of Virgo and now into Libra. What can we expect?
Yes. Well, the Black Moon moving into Libra, and this happened on August 25th, this is about values and judgment. Those are the key words for the Black Moon in Libra. And the Black Moon will be in Libra until May 16th, 2016. And so if you have the Sun or the Black Moon in Aries or Libra, the Black Moon is paying you a visit, dancing into your life to bring about a rebirth in those areas and what we value and our judgments about ourselves, most importantly, with the Black Moon. And the changes and rebirth that is going to take place in the world. Because when we talk about the Black Moon in Libra, we're also talking about the Black Moon in Aries, because the Black Moon always works on the polarity of the sign. The opposite sign of Aries is Libra. So this is why all of the people who are Aries and Libra with the Sun or the Black Moon, now is a nine-month period, just like the amount of time that it takes to gestate a baby.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and it is this. It's just like childbirth, a transit of it. Well, some are better than others. The Chiron transit, yeah, that's like childbirth. Depending on the planets, though, it does have a different flavor. But if anyone's listening and they remember, if they were following during the Black Moon in Virgo, Black Moon in Libra will be very different. So if you're going to be aspected in those ways with planets in Aries or Libra, don't think it's going to be the same way. And I want to say that because the Black Moon transit through Virgo was particularly difficult because it was opposing Chiron and Pisces, and Chiron is the planet of wounding and healing. So both of these, Chiron and the Black Moon, take us on a journey. The Black Moon takes us on a journey through the underworld, it can seem like at times, because it's about shadows. It's about our shadow side and our core fear, and that's what the Black Moon in astrology identifies in the chart, our core fear in life, the thing that trips us up, the mistake that we keep making, the illusion about ourselves that we believe. Like a merry-go-round, it just keeps coming around until we integrate it and heal and bring that part of us back into oneness and not separate it out and leak our power out through that following the same pattern of mistakes or behaviors.
So if you are a Libra or an Aries, this is going to be important. But it's also going to be important if you happen to have the black moon in Libra or Aries by birth, correct?
Yes, it's both. If you have the sun in the black moon in Aries or the black moon in Aries or Libra. Did I just say that correct? I think I totally screwed that up.
It sounded right to me, but heaven only knows. Because, you know, today, friends, here we are again in the shadow of another Mercury retrograde. I'm a Gemini. Laura, you're not a Gemini. You're a Pisces, right?
Mm-hmm. I have the black moon in Gemini.
Ah, yes. So somehow my brain is scrambled every time I get into the shadow period. So I apologize if I have scrambled brains today. But, you know, you made a really good point because, you know, it's not, I really can't even see how it would be just, you know, those people in Libra or Aries that get hit, because everybody has Libra and Aries in their chart somewhere. So we have an effect that reaches a lot of us, even if we don't have it acutely in our chart. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. Whatever house it's transiting through, if wherever Libra is in your chart, will be the area of life that it's going to bring rebirth to. It will be the area of life where a values reassessment would occur and a judgment to take things to another level. Yes. And so, yes, when the black moon transits as a conjunction, meaning it comes to the same place, or an opposition, meaning it comes to 180 degrees away from a planet, it will aspect them, and it will just depend on whichever planet it's hitting will be the type of effect. All of this is in my book online. It's free. The PDF is free. It's downloadable. And that's oraclereport.com under the books tab. And there's also an index in the back where you can just look up where your birthday falls and you can see where your black moon is. Now, it won't tell you the degree or the house or anything like that. You'd need someone that had an astrology program to do that. But, you know, all the information that you would really need to know about your core fear in life, wherever your own black moon is in that book.
Yeah, it's a great book, too. It's like a little Bible guide. I keep it on my desktop. And I think for people who are not astrologers, they can understand it quite easily. You wrote it, I think, in a way that even the layperson can understand. So don't be afraid. If you don't know a lot about astrology, you can still download that book and get a lot out of it. So, and that, again, was at your Oracle Report site, right? OracleReport.com.
Yes, it is under the books tab. And my book on Eris, the planet Eris, is also on that. You just have to scroll down to be able to see that when it doesn't show up. They're both there, and they're both. But yes, it's pivotal information, especially with the black moon in particular. Mm-hmm. Young people, before they begin to enter into romantic relationships, have an idea of where their own black moon is, it will help them in their relationships, because the reason that in a lot of cases that relationships have difficulty, the black moon is just very closely associated with relationships, is because we are projecting our own issues onto other people. And so if we can heal those before that all starts to happen, or be aware, you know, much about this work with the black moon and the shadow side is awareness. Sometimes
awareness.
Hard to see. Yes, because it's a shadow, it's an illusion, it's a paradox, the exact opposite is true. And so with the black moon in Libra, it involves the fear, the core fear, the black moon shows the core fear in life, and the core fear for the black moon in Libra is the fear of isolation, being separated, being shunned, abandoned, and which is one of the worst things that can happen to a human being. You know, solitary confinement is so, you know, inhumane. Because we're tribal, you know, we're very social, and so this is a deep fear.
You know what's really interesting about that? I'm getting ready next week to do an interview with I don't know if you know who Lynn McTaggart is, and we're going to actually be doing this interview via video. And so, of course, this week I've been reading her book, and it's just hysterical that I got to that chapter this morning and was reading about the various studies that people have done on just that thing, isolation, and how that we are all energetically intertwined or entangled, which, you know, we know from quantum physics and other places, and that when we take someone and we separate them out, that we really set them up for the possibility of suicide or psychotic behaviors, sociopathic behaviors, etc. So there's really something to be said. And I think then if that's going to be one of those things that's happening, then wouldn't we really be looking at over the long term or over these next 9 months, some of those core issues coming to the surface, even in the outer world, like, for example, in the prison system and that kind of thing?
Yes, yes, absolutely. But at the more individual level, it would be the parts of ourselves that we judge. And this would be for everybody, not just those with the Black Moon or the Sun in Aries or Libra. The Black Moon in Libra involves separating out parts of us that we don't think are good enough.
Yeah.
This plays into the polarity of the Black Moon in Aries, which is about the fear of not being deserving or worthy of good things, and involves self-esteem. So those issues are activated in a way also with the Black Moon in Libra. The Aries polarity is activated. So these Black Moon in Libra involves the ideal. It's a ruler, basically. Mm-hmm. When we look at Libra, we look at Venus at one level, and Eris, in my opinion and in my research, just like Scorpio is Mars and Pluto. Okay,
right.
We have two levels of rulership here. And this is all, you know, ideals and perfection and appearance even and superficiality and scandal even. It's definitely feminine energy, and it wants to reveal truth, and it causes a little bit of an inner and outer rebellion. Particularly, we will see that kind of inner and outer rebellion and a shift in value systems between January 30th, 2016 and February 26th. This is when the Black Moon is going to be an aspect in certain ways that will bring much enlightenment to the world and to us. we're
in a curiosity, what is the aspect that's going on then?
The Black Moon will be opposing the Aries point, so it will be opposing 21 degrees of Aries. So it's going to activate rebellion and revolution. And Uranus is right there at the Aries point in Aries. So that brings
change. Today at
also
19 degrees of Aries. And so very close to Eris already, the Eris point.
Yes.
And you sort of see, you know, what's kind of funny is as you were saying that, I'm thinking about the woman today that was arrested, Kim Davis, I believe was her name, the woman from Kentucky that refused to issue marriage licenses for same-sex couples, and that she's been, you know, posting this little rebellion all of her own, right? Refusing to listen to the court and do, you know, basically what the law says. And
which
now
is
we see
completely a legal issue, Libra, right? It deals with the legal system. Absolutely. So with the Black Moon in Libra, it's about excellence, it strives for impeccability. Very high expectations, unrealistic at times, a lot of criticism of others. There's a lot of projection that goes on with this, as I said. So being critical of others, if someone is being critical of you, examine whether are they really talking about themselves. And
right,
you might just
for mirrors, that kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely. And these kinds of things would tend to highlight or peak when the moon goes into Aries or Libra, because then it will begin to activate with the Black Moon at the same time as it transits Aries and Libra. So every month, those two times each month, those few days, that's when all of these rebellious kinds of issues, values, judgment, revolution, you know, because there's Uranus is in play and Aries affecting it. So this is a very amazing time to be alive because history is happening.
It is. And you know what's interesting about that is it does seem to be all of these transits seem to be coming to a culmination point or a point at which something's going to crack, something's going to change in a big way. And I know, you know, what you just used the word of revolution and rebellion and, you know, major change. And of course, we have these eclipses coming up, the fall, of course, eclipse time. And we were talking a little bit earlier today about that new moon that's coming up in Libra. What was that, October 12th or 13th? So
12th,
how does that tie into this whole Libra energy that is hosting the Black Moon right now?
Yes, so we are building in the solar lunar year to the middle of the year, and that would be in the equivalence of the cycles of astrology, meaning the natural cycles of the moon mm-hmm. and the sun. That would be the time of year, that month, beginning October 12th, the new moon in Libra, is just like a month-long full moon, the whole mm-hmm. month. So we know what happens during the full moon phase, those 4 days, the full moon. Well, that will be in effect the whole month. But what is most interesting about this Libra new moon this year is the degree that it happens at. And the degree is 20 degrees of Libra. I follow the Sabian symbols. It's the foundation of my work. And the mm-hmm. Sabian symbols, if anyone's listening doesn't know, those are the pictorial images of each of the 360 degrees of the zodiac, which was channeled information and, I believe, ancient recovered information applied in a modern framework. The Sabian symbol for 20 degrees of Libra is a Jewish rabbi performing his duties. And this is significant because it is ritualistic and could be used to fulfill prophecy. Mm. When we have rebellion and revolution and banking, I might add, because we have Libra in effect, and this is Venus at one level of rulership, banking and money. So financial shift is underway. I mean, we can see this happening right in front of our eyes. I've been talking about this for a long time and pinpointing this month, the month of October 12th through November 10th as being a very pivotal time and could be quite chaotic.
As many Octobers have been in the past. I mean, Black Fridays, you know, the stock market crashes have often happened just post these eclipses in September, October. So here we go again.
Yes, there's also a seven-year cycle within the Jewish lunar calendar that activates, and it activates every 7 years. It activated on 9/11, 2001, and then, oh goodness, September 28th. I need to find my note to check that. It was the stock market crash in 2008.
2008, yeah. So, and here we are 7 years later, 2015. Yeah.
Right, and so we have this symbol in play right after the Virgo new moon. You know, we're coming in September 13th with the Virgo new moon, and this is going to basically set the stage for the Libra new moon because it's building, again, like I said, to the full phase of the year, the fullest part of the year, the full phase of the cycle of year.
Yeah.
And so it's just going to shine a bright light, a full light, onto all of these issues, banking, all of the revolution that's kind of happening and all the migration happening over into Europe. All of this is related into a lot of chaos and order to be made out of chaos. So it's our job to know what's happening and to maintain our equilibrium because we have some insight through the astrology backed up by just seeing what's happening to kind of help navigate through all that.
It's crazy. It is really just crazy. You know, I've had so many people in just the last couple of days I shared with you what was going on in my own household. I've had people who called me suddenly pregnant and, you know, at an age where they wouldn't have expected to get pregnant. Refrigerators and freezers crashing. My own son got stuck up at the top of a mountain today.
Oh, wow.
He's fine right this minute. He got off the mountain, but it, is just one of those things right now where I think there probably isn't a person, and I could probably go down the list of these people that are waiting to talk to us today and hear the same craziness going on in their life. Is this really with a purpose? Is this going somewhere? I think that's what everybody asks me. So I'm just going to throw that out to you. Is this going somewhere?
Well, it's definitely going somewhere, and I think a lot of this has been related to Venus retrograde. Go direct on Saturday, September 6th. So every kind of experience that's rather dramatic or outstanding, it shows out to us, is trying to have us reevaluate our value system, reassess that. So what is really important to us? You know, maybe your son was thinking on the top of that mountain. You know, he may have had some thoughts that he might be seeing things in a different way. Who knows? That's the kind of thing. It's all designed to have us look at our what is really important to us, and not, and I mean by what is really important, not the superficial,
yeah,
you know, kind of material things. Black Moon and Libra will always highlight superficiality, and if there's overemphasis on appearance because it's so involved with this perfection ideal and the illusion of perfection and what that is, that the idea that not that there would be some part of anything that would be unacceptable to the whole, and that would be within all levels of life, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
all one, and that's what the Black Moon wants us to see, and Libra wants to see it's all one.
Do you know
you
what
know,
I
Janet,
think is really funny? I was going to tell you really quickly, my son just yesterday morning at a conversation with me over breakfast said that at sometimes he gets so disillusioned with what's going on in the world that he wished he could just go up in the mountains and live alone. Isn't that funny?
Well, maybe he got a taste of that and maybe he's changed his mind.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That would be perfect to be in this retrograde type of thing to happen. But, you know, I looked at it, and there, we don't have any retrogrades. No planets will be retrograde between December 27th of this year and January 4th, 2016. So maybe it's all leading to that time.
Wow, one whole week. Isn't that exciting?
I know, right? What will we do with ourselves?
I don't know. I don't know, because it has been sort of – actually, the other day I was getting ready to a blog post on the autumn astrology. I had an entire page of transits just from September or August 29th, because I was doing this just before the full moon, through 11:30, and I thought, I haven't even gotten to December, and, you know, a good chunk of December still is the autumn.
Yes, they're true, yes.
You know,
well, we have that to look forward to.
Indeed, yes, we do. 1 week coming in December, December 24th to January 4th. I'm going to put that on my calendar and highlight it.
Yes,
so,
December 27th to January 4th.
There we go, December 27th to January 4th, 1-4. Okay, so now I want you to take me back for just a little bit, because it seems like, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like the energy abruptly shifted between the Black Moon being in the last degrees of Virgo to the first degree or so of Libra. Now, I suspect that has something to do with the fact it's conjunct the North Node, but is that typically the experience that we have when the Black Moon changes signs, sort of an abrupt change from what we were dealing with to the new one?
The Black Moon is very abrupt. It's very, very precise in its timing. A transit, if someone is having a transit, meaning the Black Moon is making a pass at a planet in your chart, begins precisely when the planet gets within 3 degrees, and the transit ends when it makes the exact contact to the exact arc minute. And I timed it today. I'm just completed the most challenging and laborious transit of the Black Moon, and that's the Black Moon opposing Chiron, natal Chiron. Well, it ended at 3:03 this morning because I'm an astrologer and I had it 10 to the minute. And so when I woke up and I remembered, the first thing I remembered, and then I wanted just to see, like, okay, do I feel any different? Because I really wanted to know. I didn't want to just be self-fulfilling prophecy that, okay, better now.
Yeah.
Yes, it's truly better. Yes.
So it's true.
It's
abrupt.
It's true.
So it's not in anybody's imagination that things have suddenly sort of kicked up a notch, and that things are different from just a week or so ago in the Black Moon in Virgo, and now with Libra.
And what you said is exactly the case, with the North Node having such an important part in that. So the North Node in astrology points out our destiny to us, the future, and it puts us on track with our future when we have transit of it. Well, the Black Moon and the North Node are in conjunction. And they moved to the second degree of Libra, and the Sabian symbol is the light of the sixth race transmuted to the seventh. So what we have here is a destiny of a new order, of a new beginning, of a transmutation of the past and a lower level of energy into a higher one or a more expanded one, mm-hmm. and leaving things behind, transferring, you know, the taking the best of the past with us into the future. But it's about realignment and redirection. Interestingly, the Black Moon and the North Node are conjunct right now, and the Black Moon, and what they are opposing, the place in the sky where Chiron and the North Node were in February, March of 1969. So anyone out there who was born February, March 1969, that was a time when a crop of extraordinary healers entered the planet, and they will be experiencing, those people in those months will be experiencing now a vast expansion of those abilities. It's a very specific kind of signature, and it's going to produce wonderful things in the world because all of that group of healers will be jumping up a level. Barbara Hanclough and Martin Lass are preeminent astrologers, and particularly with Chiron, they've written a great deal about that time in 1969, what was happening. So if you were here then, and you remember, you know, what was going on, if you're, you know, that was part of your heyday, think about that now, because that energy is being reactivated and taken up to another level.
69.
I was.
Ooh, so. Are you emerging as a new healer or a stronger, maybe your gifts are becoming more manifest?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm just glad that I survived it.
Yep, I get it. Because, you know, a lot of us have Chiron in Pisces. So the whole time that the Black Moon was in Virgo, you know, a whole group of people were getting hit by that Chiron transit. So I, for one, was one of them and am very glad to have that part done.
Yes, and you know, it was such a difficult time also, because that for everybody, it was about reexamining our failures and places where we think we have failed, and trust issues, and it's very delicate and moody, and it just went very deep, you know, saying emotions and wounding and all the things involved with Virgo.
Yeah.
Were amplified now, and that's much harder. Libra is, in my opinion, much easier energy to handle. So I, for one, think this is going to be lovely by the time the Black Moon leaves Libra. We're going to be looking at a really different picture of the world.
I hope so. But you know what? Something just occurred to me, and that is this. When the Black Moon passes through a sign, so she's just finished through Virgo, now Jupiter is moving through Virgo. Is there some correlation to being able to face your shadow with the Black Moon's transit, and then a Jupiter spending now the next year in that same sign, working with maybe ideas of growing and expanding your awareness, your consciousness? I mean, I never have really put that awareness out there, but it just seems like that may be the case, right?
Yes, and they work very well together, because the Black Moon likes to break barriers and boundaries, especially the Black Moon in Libra. It does not like restriction, and Jupiter doesn't either. It wants to take us into new places. So, yeah, it'll be a very deep transformation. The Black Moon is underworld-type energy, and by that I mean we have to go inside of ourselves with the transit and the outer world. We really kind of have a little bit of a filter, a little screen around us where we can't attach to beauty and the feeling of life as easily. And people feel like that's going to be like that forever. And I always tell them, no, that'll change. That'll come back. It's just the shadow is over you. You can't connect. But that's a really lonely and isolating feeling if you felt a connection with the planet and just with nature and everything. And when you can't go there because you're in shadow or in your own underworld trying to face, you know, whatever is unintegrated, it's not a good feeling at all. And so the knowledge of the Black Moon transits is so helpful, because you can time when it will all end. And if somebody is in a very hopeless situation, they think it's never going to end, and then that becomes desperate. We had I would like to see statistics about suicide rates while the Black Moon was in Virgo. Virgo is ruled by Chiron in the higher level, in my opinion, which was suicide. Chiron being in Pisces, opposing it all, was a very desperate situation for many people.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm assuming we'll be able to get those numbers in some way, you know, soon.
Mm-hmm.
maybe even already being able to look back to other years where Chiron, or I mean,
yes,
the Black Moon was running through that area. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, something just else occurred to me. Sometimes, you know, I just think three-dimensionally. I'm sorry. my three-dimensional brain just showed me that. As the Black Moon is now moving forward into Libra, the North Node always transits backwards through a sign. So it's almost
right.
like one is looking forward to its transit in Libra while the other's looking backwards and seeing the territory through which it's already touched or expanded on. Anything jump into your mind about those two passing like ships in the night? Because that can't happen
yeah.
all that very often.
That's right. Yes, what it does, at first the Black Moon will go through and purge. So anytime we're having the transit of the Black Moon, that 1 month of that transit is a purging, a burning off of the self. I always say it's the phoenix that's descending in flames and ashes and is reborn. Well, when the North Node, when they meet up and they cross and they are going in opposite ways, the North Node now has fresh field in which to activate destiny. So the more...
Mm-hmm.
work that inner work that we can do to face our fears, or you know, the fears that are an illusion, they're just not even real. The Black Moon
right.
one day won't even matter because those things will all, you know, will have come into oneness. But yes, it clears the way and then provides a fresh field for new opportunities to come.
Mm. Yeah, it's always an interesting or a useful sort of time spent to look at, you know, some of the deeper symbologies of these planets as they are passing each other. Or, you know, I always think of like Mars moving through a sign before an outer planet does, as sort of tearing up the ground, sort of preparing it. You can almost even get an idea of what some of the deeper transformations are going to be by some of the inner planets as they transit through a sign. So, you know,
yes.
we had, what was it, a year and a half of the Cardinal Cross going on that
yes.
also hit these same spots, or at least the Libra-Aries part of this transit. So
absolutely.
I think it echoes. Echoes.
Yes, because
echoes,
it imprints. Echoes. Yes, it echoes, exactly. And this is this merry-go-round, again, you know, idea of, again, the energy imprints at a certain time, and as planets come back around to hit it, a new evolution of whatever was going on takes place. And this is why astrology is one of the reasons it's so valuable, because you can, it's never the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is always in a different place. And you can always see, you know, if you can remember what was happening at a certain time, if you have good notes or if you journal, you can see, okay, well, this was imprinted. This is what happened to this day. But now this degree is being activated again. And so we can see how it evolves.
So for people who might just be tuning in, today we are talking with Laura Walker of Oracle Report, and we are talking about the Black Moon Lilith, her move into the sign of Libra, and her conjunction with the North Node, which is taking place right today. And Laura is going to be doing some readings here. We're, you know, looking at possibly another couple minutes, because I have a very important question I want to ask you. And I don't know if this really plays in too much, but Laura, you know, as I was looking at all the eclipses coming up, the full moon, super moon, I mean the super moon, the closest one, is going to be happening, what is it, September 28th at 4 degrees of Libra. Now, I have heard that date, September 28th, bandied about in many quarters, many different metaphysical circles, about it being some kind of high spiritual day or something very transformational about that day. I haven't pinpointed exactly where that started. Astrologically, the only thing is this, it's a huge thing, the supermoon eclipse. Do you have anything else to say about that date and its importance, and you know, what about its being so close to the Black Moon?
What I have to say about that is the ritualistic activity that will take place in the United
mm-hmm.
States in lead up to that time. The Pope will visit, and in my opinion, will be basically setting off a ritual that will begin and unfold. The
mm-hmm.
degree of for Libra, the Sabian symbol, is a group of young people sit in spiritual communion around a campfire. And so it's a beautiful time to come together in that sort of way to, you know, spread love and joy in alignment with life and the value of life, because there's going to be a lot of fear that is being pumped in and into through media and propaganda, and there's certainly things that are going to begin to kind of, as a domino kind of thing, begin to shift in the world. But most people have been aware that, you know, things are changing, and now we're seeing it happen. It's the fear and the trauma that I learned about that is being hyped up around the moons and just so many other occult type of things that are going on this time of year, this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
it's
it
like
bothers
a mass
me
trauma
too.
Response.
Yeah, exactly. And it really bothered me because, of course, you know, immediately, you're an astrologer, you get this too. People start, you know, texting me, calling me, writing to me, asking me questions about, you know, what about the 28th of September? Is that, you know, going to be some big thing that happens? And frankly, I was kind of stunned because I had no idea, other than the eclipse, what might be behind all of that. And so I was just curious. And so for everybody who is listening, you know, fear is a mind killer. It gets in there and it can just undermine everything that you know to be true about yourself. And if we're looking at values and judgment, then look at the truth of who you are, right? Be authentic. Let go
yes,
of some
and
old stuff. Go
yes,
ahead.
And remembering that everything is love and behind it all.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that you know, things aren't trying to come to that place. We're not in denial about that. I'm not certainly not that in that denial. But this is all, you know, you said, where is it all going? Yes, it's going back to realignment with sanity and wisdom and a return to balance. So I try to keep my eye on that prize and see that as a beacon, because the old is deconstructing, but the new has been emerging and has been being built for many years, and so there is much that will remain standing, but many things of beauty, things that we've all created and built to try to, you know, usher in a new world, all of that stuff is just going to come, all that rise that much to the top.
Yeah, the good stuff rises, and the old stuff, the no longer useful to us, sort of has an ability to just fall away, unless we cling to these old paradigms, these old ways of being that no longer serve us. So being open and willing and looking at your own stuff and letting it go. Good God.
And,
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, it's really about our values, isn't it? It's about what we feel is important, and we have to make the decisions based on that now.
Yeah. Are you ready to do a couple of readings?
Okay.
So I'm going to bring in Ossessica. And her chart, I might have given it to you, is Patricia Woods.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And Ossessica, are you there with us?
Yeah, hi. Thank you.
Hi.
I'm here. I just want to say thank you to you guys. Laura, I read your Oracle report every day, and Jane, I follow you like a puppy everywhere you go. And, you know, I just got to tell you guys that, you know, I'm just speaking for myself, but without you, both of you, like, this journey would have been so much more difficult. So I just want to give honor to both you ladies and the gratitude that I have for your dedication to what you both do and what you bring to the table selflessly. And so I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
That's very sweet.
Thank you for reading and being
helpful.
A part of it.
I love it. I mean, it's just amazing what you do. And I just wanted to explain the name thing, because I know, like, I do numerology and stuff too, and I think a lot of people that listen to you do as well. Because it's illegal to use the legal name, I have to go by Patricia Woods, but I just use a customary calling, which is Ossessica, and it's a far better vibrating name anyway. So that's just the explanation of that.
Well,
good job.
You know, many people do that. So, you know.
That's true.
I love that. It's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
Well, my dear, you have the Black Moon in Libra. Did you know this?
No.
Okay, so it's in your seventh house, and that's our house of relationship and partnerships. And are you in a relationship?
No.
Do you want to be?
Yeah.
Well, that would be where that was going.
Yeah, I knew this was coming. I was feeling the vibes on this for a while.
Okay. Well, and I can tell you that the highlighted time for that would be the middle of March to the middle of April. Okay, so a couple of things that you want to, and I should just kind of add for everyone, when you have the black moon transiting with the black moon or Venus or Pluto, it always involves relationships. Either the relationship will come to a higher and better level, or it'll break up, and a new one will quickly enter when the black moon is involved. It does not play around with that. So what you want to know is that for the next 9 months until May 16th, you're undergoing a rebirth with your shadow side and fears with abandonment and being isolated and maybe even feeling, wondering even if you were worthy or deserving of love. So those are the kinds of things that are going to be transformed within you over the next 9 months. And then when you get to that very pretty much end of that, something, a rebirth designed to happen for you. Now, you follow the oracle report, so usually I will indicate when it's a black moon day. And when I say that, it's when the moon is in the sign or opposite sign of the black moon. So for the next 9 months, when the moon is in Aries or Libra, this will be the time when you will be facing those kinds of issues. And maybe if you're feeling very critical of yourself, and that would be what would trip you up and maybe cause a little bit of trouble, so that you can look at that and look and see that you're perfect exactly how you are, every single part of you, and everyone is. And the idea of perfection is perfectly imperfect, in that everything is perfect. It's an illusion to think that nothing is. What do you think about that, Seska?
It totally resonates with me, and everything that you said, it's sort of, I've seen that happening in my life for the last, I'd say, 2 months now, and it's been beautiful because it's going to bring reconciliation back to my family. So it's, and I see it manifesting. It's just beautiful. Like, it's not a bad thing. This to me is exactly what I've wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
Because I've been in isolation and sort of away from everybody. So this is my opportunity to step into that, and I'm a very willing participant.
Well, you know that it goes so much better, and I try to really balance talking about the black moon and the more challenging aspects of it, but it does, it brings wonderful, wonderful rebirth, and it feels very good to be able to release all of that we've been carrying. And the black moon operates on 4.5 year cycles and 9 year cycles. So at the midpoint of 9 years, 4.5 years. So the things that have been going on in your life for the last 9 years and also for the last 4.5, those are now designed to come up to a new evolution, a new level of understanding. That's a wonderful attitude about that. I wish I could be like that about it all the time.
Well, it costs. There's a great cost to having that attitude, I can assure you. It's been a long journey to get that answer.
Got it. Well, Seska, thank you so much for calling in today. I'm glad you were able to get through, and I look forward to hearing more about how things are going for you in your life now.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So we have James next on the line, and that wasn't James.
Hi. Hello?
That is my problem. There we go. James, there you are.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, I get it. I see what I'm doing. James, I apologize. I did not get your information to Laura. Would you mind sharing with her your birth information so that we can get a chart up for you?
Absolutely, sure. My date of birth is March 30th. That's 1985. And that's in Miami, Florida. And my correct birth time is 10:35 a.m.
Did you have your birth time rectified? Or was that on your birth certificate as it was?
That's on my birth certificate. Yes, I found out. Yes.
Okay.
Let's hear it
Very
for the hospitals
good.
That do that.
Yes, it makes astrology so much more accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, James. Well, wow. We have...
I love conversations that start that way.
Well, you have the black moon in Aries, so this you're one of the people we're talking about that will be under the an intensive. But your black moon is located at the Aries point, which makes you a mighty warrior.
Oh, wow.
And you are you're a champion of causes. You have Venus very close to that, and Mercury conjunct your Venus, all that there, right there at the Aries point. There's a lot to say about all of that, much more than I could say here. But you have the black moon in the 11th house, which is the house of hopes, wishes, and dreams. And so you, in the next 9 months, and that would highlight beginning in December, so December, January, February, the black moon will come to oppose your Venus and your Mercury and your black moon, and that's going to bring you something awesome. Again, when I was saying earlier with Asesica, when we have Venus and the black moon involved, that's relationships. So hopes, wishes, and dreams is like our ultimate, you know, everything that we love and want to have in our life. So this is your every 4.5 year and every 9 year blessing of something really good. If it's not relationship-wise, it's something else in your life that you've been wishing for. Mm. That's what's on its way.
You got to love that.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, go, I'm sorry.
Just before I forget here, but you have a lot of planets in Aries.
Yeah.
You're in Aries, and this means that you're for the next 9 months, you're going to be undergoing a very, very deep transformation. Go back and look at what was going on. Mm-hmm. You do, yeah.
Oh,
did you
feel it.
It moved into Libra on August 25th. Last week. So was there any shift? Did you notice any change?
Oh my gosh. You know, I even though I have so many Aries, so much of the Aries energy, that Cancer moon, I feel things so deeply and so emotionally. And for the last few months, you know, I've been feeling the feelings of fear and insecurity and self-doubt and rejection and having to kind of crawl my way out of that. And, you know, things have been coming to a point of settlement. It's still there, but it's coming to a point of settlement. So I feel what you're saying very, very much so. And what's so funny is that my girlfriend of 4 years, she's a double Libra. Her sun and moon is in Libra. So a lot of what's been playing out has been playing out between the both of us. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, it's going to bring wonderful things with it all. And remember, when the moon goes into Aries and Libra, that would be when the time when the two of you would need to be aware of projecting whatever might be going on inside
right.
of you onto the other person. So that you, James, you have a signature in your chart that indicates a special mission to dispel darkness from the planet.
Yeah.
And this can begin with this begins with the family of origin.
Oh my God! I know exactly what. Oh, wow! Yeah.
Yeah, we should talk sometime.
Absolutely.
I have a little info for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
James.
Thank
you know what, Laura? That brings
Thank
me to you should share right now your contact information, your website, so people who are on the call today but maybe don't get a chance to talk to you can find you and reach out to you, especially if they have concerns about what's going on for them.
Yes, my website is oraclereport.com. To schedule a reading, there's a button right on the front page. It takes you to the readings page. Send an email and we will schedule you. And my email, oraclereportmail@gmail.com. And
Oracle Report Mail, you said?
Oracle Report Mail@gmail.
Got it.
And please send beautiful, lovely pictures that you take, photographs from nature, because that's what I feature every day on the Oracle Report and makes me very happy to receive all the lovely pictures and put them up.
And we love seeing those pictures as well. Okay, so let's see. We have about 10 minutes left. I have a couple of other people I'd like to have you do readings for. And one is Steve. Are you out there, Steve?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey there. So I wasn't able to get Laura your information, so you want to share that real quickly with her?
Certainly so. It's 11:457. And it's 11:40 p.m. Madison, mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
Okay.
Okay, you have the Black Moon Pisces, so your big Black Moon transit ended on August 24th. It started on November 26th, the day of Thanksgiving, in 2014,
mm-hmm.
And it looks like it might have been a rather difficult time for you. Chiron has been right on your Black Moon. It's retrograding over that, and so it's been, I would guess that it's been bringing up some deep pain and wounding, perhaps, and maybe made you depressed even. How was that transit for you?
Oh, that is spot on, yeah.
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 Well, you made it through, Steve. Good job. Okay,
yeah,
here's the good news.
I soldiered through, yeah, definitely.
It is soldiering through, absolutely. Gosh, she's the goddess of the battlefield. But here's what the lovely thing I have to tell you. You have a very active ascendant right now, but what we call in astrology is the ascendant. And
mm-hmm.
your ascendant is 22 degrees of Leo. And this is where, how long ago was it now, that Janet, that Venus and Jupiter made conjunction? About a month and a half?
Yeah, they have
in Leo.
Yeah, they have one more conjunction, but it won't be in Leo. It'll be in Virgo.
Yes.
So it's been about a month, yeah.
Yeah, and so this is designed to expand your life and bring you opportunities and even money. And that'll be, Venus is going to go direct in a few days, and it's going to come back over your ascendant and bring up some relief. So you're going to really feel the end of the transit of the Black Moon when it was in Virgo very soon. Now, you do have a fair bit of planets involved here in Aries and Libra. So beginning, let's see, 3, 5, in December, December might be a more emotional time for you because
mm-hmm.
the moon is going to be activated. And so but it's designed to teach you something, okay, about your worthiness and what you have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be some kind of change involved. If you're not in a relationship, that could definitely be in play with Venus and Mars over your ascendant. But it wants to expand your emotions. It wants you to maybe not be so hard on yourself. And communicate your feelings more so that you can express yourself more, because your potential, like manifestation of your fullest potential, is trying to happen
mm-hmm.
right now. So use this as the opportunity to really, trust issues, any places where you feel like you failed, all that stuff has tried to be purged off of you for the last 9 months, and to set you up in a new place to take on new roles. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah. Trust is a real big issue with me.
Yes, and so for the last 9 months, that has been under serious transformation for you, and now will be the opportunity to put that into action and really make it so.
Mm-hmm.
So those opportunities are headed your way.
Very optimistic,
sounds,
very good.
Yeah, sounds terrific.
Yeah, next couple weeks should be very interesting as Venus comes back over your ascendant. I think something really nice is destined for you there.
Oh, you'll have to share that with us, Steve.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you very much.
All right, so we have time maybe for one more. And there's a lady that is named Sandra. I think I gave you her information
yes.
just as the show was starting. Sandra, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, ladies.
Hi. You're welcome. We can squeeze one more in here. And Laura, take it away.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Laura.
Have we spoken?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I've never done a reading for you. Okay. because I didn't have your last name, and I was just like, oh, okay. Well, it's probably because your chart's so similar to mine because you're just a few days younger than me.
Oh, there you have it.
So, that said, let's see how you have been handling the Black Moon transiting opposite your Chiron. You still have, as you talk, I'm going to look up the day that's going to end for you, but are you feeling a little wounded?
Yeah, I definitely feel like my energy has been a little sapped.
Okay.
But just as of late, like with the supermoon that just happened, I felt totally energized. And since then, it feels like each day it's growing. So I'm happy about that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I see that. Do you see, Janet, her North Node Chiron there is at the very end of the 11th house. So the fact that you have Chiron in the 11th house in Aries, it sounds to me like that's hopes, wishes, and dreams in that house. So it doesn't sound like there's been anything very detrimental that's happened in that area for you.
Okay.
That's good. I mean, you're having
nothing really
nice
great
transit.
Has happened either.
Well, that's not time for that yet.
Yeah, so nothing bad happened, but nothing really great either. So I guess I'm kind of balanced.
Yeah, I would say so. You've got all those planets in Libra and Aries, very balanced. And Saturn is going to go into Sagittarius one day soon. Finally, it will leave Scorpio. It's going to activate your Mars. Yes, forever.
No.
I'll be so glad when it moves. But this is going to bring a new structure to your energy level. So more energy and you being able to use it more efficiently.
And is that coming soon or?
Yeah. Saturn's going to move into Sagittarius and,
on the 8th.
About 8, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
On the 8th. So coming soon.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
So I'm sorry, I didn't hear you tell me where is my Black Moon? I'm curious.
Your Black Moon is in Gemini, which
okay.
is the shadow of approval. In an unintegrated form, it seeks the approval of others and has core fear of being rejected. So this would be what would be in your chart, something that could trip you up. And it would be, it could be related to you being like rejected possibly at your job, which would involve like a financial rejection. That kind of rejection might be a little bit harder for you. But your Black Moon opposes the galactic center, so you're very tapped in. Your unconscious is tapped into the vastness of the galaxy. I don't know if you feel that way, but your chart would indicate that.
I do kind of strangely feel that way, but sometimes I wonder, am I crazy?
Aren't we all?
Sandra, may I ask what type of work you do?
I was in sales mainly, and right now I'm actually not doing anything.
Okay, well, the Black
I kind of left the corporate world and was trying to find myself to do something else, and I still haven't found myself, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a healer and a teacher, and the Black Moon is going to enter into your sixth house of work in about 2 months.
Good.
And you may have some very some new opportunities that come into your path that would give you an opportunity to heal and teach. And that takes many forms. You know, it can take many, many different forms. But that would be what I would say would be on the horizon.
Well, that's
structuring
good.
Your time.
I look forward to that because I really want to belong somewhere. And I'm like, where do I belong?
I hope that's coming for you.
Excuse me?
I said, I hope that's coming for you,
yeah,
feeling
sure
of belonging and where you belong. And,
yeah.
You know, ladies, I can't believe an hour's gone by, but it has. We have a little bit, about 30 seconds left. Laura, again, please share your website and how people can contact you. And that was somebody had asked in the chat room about your website again. So
it's oraclereport.com. And oraclereportmail@gmail.com is my email.
Right. So people you can get a hold of Laura. Definitely download her book on the Black Moon. And if you require some help with astrology and you would like a free chart or something like that, I also do human design charts. I'm also offering a free Mercury retrograde chart right now at www.living-astrology.com. Laura, thank you so much. As always, it's a pleasure to have you. And I'm definitely going to, maybe at the halfway mark, we'll have you back on 4.5 months from now.
That sounds great. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Laura. And for everybody listening, thank you so much. Without you, this isn't possible. And everybody, take care and have a stellar week.